here. Okay, we're in Sanhedrin, Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, 16:8, four lines from the top. We're trying to understand what does it mean when the Mishnah says a shevet is judged with a full 71 court from the Sanhedrin Gadola. And the Gemara had an original shot. They thought when the entire shevet was worshiping idols. We rejected that. We had questions on that. Didn't fit. We gave a second answer that we're talking about a tribal head. It's talking about the nasi of the shevet. And we showed you how the language fit in, because it said shevet, and then it said what? A navi sheker and a kohen gadol, talking about individuals. So it doesn't mean the tribe, it means the head of the tribe is judged with a court of 71. That was answer number one. We're now going to propose answer number two. Another answer, what does it mean when it says a shevet, a tribe, is judged with a court of 71? So, Ula Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Ula says, name Rabbi Eliezer. Bevoin al iske nachalos. When tribes are coming to litigate matters of territory. Let's say there's a territorial dispute where the border is. And, you know, which tribe has more land than the others. So they're coming to settle their boundary disputes. So that's what it means, a shevet. They judge a shevet territory within that. I guess it could be when there's two tribes arguing out. And we say the following. And what's the svara, the logic for that? How was it in the beginning when they gave up land of Eretz Yisrael? It's just like in the beginning. Now, what court was used when they gave out land the first time? Moshe. So, Matrilasa Shivim Ve'echa, just like the first one was with 71. Like Moshe was equal to court of 71, whatever. Afkan, here too, Shivim Ve'echa needs 71. To which Gemara rejects this answer. Why? Because, wait a minute, if you want to say it's like the beginning, well, what else did they have in the beginning when they gave out land? Does he remember? What?
The Goral, the lot.
There was a lottery. And how did the lottery happen? What was the means of the lottery? It was by using what special tool as well?
Urim v'tumim.
The Urim v'tumim. The Kohen Gadol's breastplate would shine out letters and would say exactly who's going where. That's when it was written. So if you want to say that we use 71 now because we had 71 in the beginning, well, then you're going to have to say everything is like it was in the beginning, and we know that's not true. And that's more asks. So if you want to say it's like the beginning, so kalfe urim v'turimim v'chol Yisrael. First of all, you need a box that contains the lottery, number one. Number two, you'd need the urim v'turimim. And number three, also there was another thing. The entire Jewish people were present at this procedure, at least representatives of the entire Jewish people. There were three things that happened when the land was divided up originally, and we know we don't have the other ones. Let's look at the footnote. 6. The Urim and Tumim were a slip of parchment upon which the ineffable name was written. This parchment was inserted into Kohen Gadol's breastplate, one of the 8 vestments he wore while performing the temple service. The breastplate, etc., etc. It goes through the whole thing. Okay, we don't have to explain more than that. So therefore, if they had all three things were necessary, we'd have to, if you're going to learn that, you'd have to say, Afkan, Kalfe, you'd need the box as well, Urim V'tumim, the Urim V'tumim, Chol Yisrael. And we know it's not so. So therefore, this answer is rejected. It's out. So far we had three answers. First was rejected, second was maintained, third was rejected. Now the Gemara is going to come back and say, you know what? Let's go back to that first answer that we didn't like, and we're going to see if we can maybe find a way to make it good. All right? That first answer was talking about idol worship. What was the problem with idol worship? We said, wait a minute. Idol worship, like in Ir HaNidachas, we know Ir HaNidachas, an individual is judged one way, right? And he has what kind of death penalty? An individual is stoning, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the group, we said, is the sword.
The group is the sword.
is the sword, and that group was only from a certain number, 10 to 100, or 100 to half the tribe. But everybody agrees a whole tribe is way too big, and then that goes back to an individual. So that was the question we were left with. Gemara's going to come back and going to answer that question now and show you we could still be speaking about a tribe. Ella, but what we could do is machvarta keder Rav Masna. So the clear interpretation, like Rav Masna. So right now that was Rav Masna who gave the answer before with the head of the tribe. All right, so Gemara, I'm sorry, I jumped one step. Gemara right now says, okay, so we tried three answers. First one was out. Second one was Rav Masna was good. Third one was out. Okay, I guess we're stuck with Rav Masna. Now, Ravina says, no, we're not stuck only with Rav Masna. Ravina, Amar, no, Liolam, let's go back. Let's say it's B'Shevet Shehudach. Let's say it's a tribe. And they're all into idolatry. We had a question on that. Okay, maybe we could answer the question. I ude ka kashalach, but you asked the question, Bedina de Rabim Dainina le? We say, do we judge them like a tribe according to the law of a subverted town? Do we treat them like an Iridachas? That's what we thought. Gemara wants to say, well, a Shevet's like an Iridachas, but we said, no, it's not, because there were rabbis who said that's too big. So the Gemara now says, no, it's going to be like this. We're going to take one law. Those rabbis are only arguing about one point of the law. Remember, what's our issue here? Is our issue what kind of death penalty they get or before whom they are adjudicated to? Adjudicated to. When we brought those Tanoim beforehand, they were discussing what kind of death, if you treat it like an Iridachas, only in regards to the way, yeah, but only in regards to how you kill them. Mm-hmm. But not regarding the court. If you go back, just take a quick look back on the page before, we had again, look what it said. Ad kama osim yaridachas. How many people you need for your yaridachas? It's one said, miyud vad kuf, from 10 to 100. Div Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Yonis, and Amri kuf vad rubo, from 100 till the majority. Right? So therefore, and the Gemara said, and even according to Rabbi Yonis, he only said the majority. But not all of them. Now the question is, what were they debating? So the Gemara originally thought they were saying everything. Everything. The death penalty, the court, and everything. And now the Gemara is going to come back and going to say, no, they're only arguing regarding one of the points, but not both of the points. Okay, let's go. The Gemara says, in. I can answer, yes. It's not a problem. Why? Even though we execute an entire tribe by stoning as an individual, yes, we say when it's a whole shave, remember there's three levels, individual, iranidachas, tribe. So, individual gets stoning. Iranidachas gets the sword, and which implies, and it's only a certain amount, full tribe, stone like an individual. True. But that's only regarding the punishment. But we didn't discuss what kind of court you need. But Beidina, but when we're dealing with judging them with a court, then we judge them derabim daimina. We treat them like a group of an Ir HaNidachas, which would be judged by a great Sanhedrin. So it comes out like this. An individual is judged by 23, and if he's guilty, he's stoned. An Iridachas is judged by 71, and if they're guilty, they're killed by the sword. Then, the Gemara wanted to say, our Mishnah is saying about a tribe, and we treat a tribe just like an Iridachas. They need 71. The Gemara says, well, no. You see two rabbis who say an Iridachas is only from either 10 to 100, 100 to half the tribe, and then it reverts back to, and go beyond that, it's like an individual. But maybe only an individual in terms of the death penalty. But who's to say it's like an individual in terms of the court? Maybe you need a court of 71, but when they're killed, then they're killed with stoning. You don't have to say both things there. That's what he's saying. And he's going to give you a proof. Rav Oshaya himself. Rav Oshaya himself, who said what? That from only a certain number, it's an Iridachas, and more than an individual. But let's see what Rav Oshaya says about the court. Milo Amar Rav Chama Rav Yossi Amar Rav Oshaya. Isn't it said in the name of Rav Oshaya, who's one of the two rabbis we just showed you on the page before? It says like this. When it talks about an individual, an individual worship idol worship. What's the wording of the Torah? It says, "Votseisa es ha'ish hahu." You take that man, or this woman, etc., etc., out to the gates. It says you take them to the gates, and the gates means a quarter 23. Okay? It's a general rule, Rashi tells us, that when it says you take them to the gates, now it's the gates of the city. You didn't have a Sanhedrin in the gates of the city. What did you have? Every city had a quarter 23. Whenever it says you take them to the gates, it means it's a quarter 23. So it says you take the man, you take this woman to your gates, which means a quarter 23. Fine. An idolater is 23. Now what's the deduction? Why did it say ha'ish hahu, that man? As ha'ishahi, that woman. You didn't have to mention that at all. You could just say you take her. You could use a much shorter wording. You didn't have to say so specific. So you're saying it's saying that to exclude ish ve'isha, a single woman or a single man, atamotzi shecha, you take to your gates of a quarter 23. V'atamotzi kol ha'ir kula shecha. But you don't take the whole city out to the gates, and that tells us that ira nidachas needs 71. You see the vort? So you take the one person to the gates of the city, meaning an individual gets judged by 23, excluding a city. But if I'm excluding a city, so now we could say the same thing. You could say the same deduction. Ish v'isha tamotzi sharecha, a man or a woman alone you take to the gates. V'atamotzi kol ha'shevet kula l'sharecha. You don't take the whole tribe out. Once you're saying one to the exclusion of others, you can exclude a city. You can exclude a whole tribe. Right? So therefore, the Gemara's answer is basically saying, you're right. When it's a whole tribe, the death penalty reverts to that of an individual of stoning. But the court is still 71, because those are two separate things. Let's just see the footnote that elaborates on that. The Gemara previously assumed that we treat a tribe of idolaters either as individuals in every aspect, meaning death penalty and court, or as a multitude in every aspect. Would not judge them like a multitude, and yet execute them with the method of execution imposed upon individuals. Gemara didn't think he could split it up. According to this, however, the Brisa would indeed prove that the members of an idolatrous tribe, unlike a subverted town, are judged by quarter 23. That's a tribe. That's what Gemara thought. It's either all or nothing. Ravina's deduction changes this. Ravina shows from our verse that a tribe of idolaters must be judged by the great Sanhedrin regardless of whether its members have the status of individuals or multitude. That status determines only whether they are stoned as individuals are or executed by the sword as a town is. Thus, when the Brisa states that members of an idolatrous tribe are considered individuals, this means only that they are executed by stoning. However, they must be judged by the court of 71. And therefore, we come back, and now we have two answers to our Mishnah. What does it mean by a tribe? Either it means the tribal head is being judged, or we're talking about an entire tribe that was worshiping idols, that even though their death penalty is like an individual, that they are stoned, but the judgment has to be done through a court of 71, as per the deduction of Rav Hoshaya. Okay, now.
So I just don't understand how the word gates means 23, which is a great sentence. I realize it means you take it to the gates of the court.
Well, that we'd have to look in Rashi. Rashi says that. Let's take a look. There it is. Lisharecha, Rashi's lebezdin, to the bezdin, that's shibisharecha, in your gates. Tahainu Sanhedrin Kitana, that's a small Sanhedrin.
It's in your gates.
At gates. Gates is
in your
cities.
City, your city Sanhedrin.
Yeah, no. Gates means gates of a city. You don't have a Sanhedrin in a city. Sanhedrin is only in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. They sit in the Beis HaMikdash. They don't sit in the gates. When the expression of gates always means gates of a city.
So how do we know it's not gates of the court of 71?
It's not. We don't use gates for that. That's what Rashi's saying. Gates is a reference to the city you are in. Right? The city you're in. Any city you're in. This law, an individual worships idols, can worship idols anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, right? So any city he's in. Sanhedrin's only in Yerushalayim, so it couldn't apply there.
No, I know. Okay, yeah, I know. I messed up on that. but I still don't understand how we know that means a smaller versus a larger court.
Because you only have smaller courts in the gates of cities. You're talking about an individual. The individual is not sitting in Yerushalayim.
Right.
So you're taking it to the gates of his city. There's no Sanhedrin in his city.
So then we're saying, how can we say the gates means 23?
It does, because the gates is being used in the context of judging an individual, right? And the gates are the gates of his city, which is only a Sanhedrin of 23. We don't use gates for a Sanhedrin. We don't use the term gates for a Sanhedrin.
Court of 23 is in each city or only in Jerusalem?
No, in each city.
Okay, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah. So I have a miscommunication here.
What happens if
71 is only Yerushalayim.
Right, okay, so
gates. So gates means 20.
Now I understand.
23.
He's worshiping idols in Jerusalem.
Well, then there were courts of 23 even in Yerushalayim, only in the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
In the Beis Hamikdash.
Still goes to
the lower court. Gates is AKA lower court. That's Rashi's telling us.
23 in each city.
Yep.
And that's why we say it's not 71.
That's right. Okay. Next. Next part of the Mishnah. Next part. We also, a Navi Sheker, a false prophet, can't be fewer than 71 as well. A false prophet needs a Sanhedrin from as well. Gemara wants to know the source for that. Menani Mili, what's the source that a false prophet needs 71? Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Asher, we're going to make a Gzeira Shava again from two words. We're going to have to look at the Psukim. Hazada. The word Hazada means willfully, the person that willfully. It uses this expression in two places. By the Zokein Mamre, by the rebellious sage, it uses the word willfully. And also by the false prophet, it uses the word willfully. Okay? So let's see the Chumash there, okay? We need to look this one up. And we'll see the words exactly. 17, 12. Okay. Now, we're talking about, this case is talking about Jewish law. It says, for example, 11, according to the sentence of the Torah which they shall teach, meaning the Sanhedrin, according to the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do, you shall not decline from the sentence which they shall declare to you to the right or the left. You have to follow what Sanhedrin says. Finished. Now, what about a guy who doesn't? We got to look carefully. Va'ish asher yaseh, that's the critical word there. V'zodon. If a person will act, what do we say? Willfully. To do what? Presumptuously. Levilti shmala kohen omed. Does not listen to kohen who serves as a shem oshoved. So that's talking about a zaken mamre. That's talking about a man who's a tzchacham, who disagrees with their ruling. What do? You kill him. Okay, so there's the word vizodom. We already know that a zaken mamre needs 71. We know that. A Zaken Mamre needs 71. Okay, so now let's go to the next one. This is 17:12. Now 18:20. Talking about a false prophet. Achanavi, but the false prophet, Asher Yozid, who shall presumptuously Lidaber speak, Dov or something, Bishmi in my name, as Asher Lo Tzivisif, which I didn't command him to say. Vashir Deber, which he says, B'Shem Elokim, in the name of other gods, Umesa Naviyahu. So there's the Gzeira Shava. It has Yazid both times. You saw that? Hazid and Yazid. So just like it says by one, same thing by the other. Just like Zaken Mamre needs a court of 71, so too does the false prophet need 71. And that's what it means. Asya Hazada Hazada mi Zaken Mamre. You see? Clear Gzeira Shava. Similar words. Okay. Okay. Now, so therefore, let's conclude. Umalahal, just like over there, by a Zaken Mamre. Bishim Mechad, you need 71, right? Because there, it's clearly he's going against the Great Sanhedrin. We say you take all your cases to the Sanhedrin. So we know it's talking, so he's going to be judged by the Sanhedrin. So Afkan b'shivim vecha, so too, it's 71. So Gemara asks a question on that. If you look carefully, the willfulness is a little bit different. Gemara asks, v'ha hazoda, when it mentions that idea of hazoda, this willfulness, kiksiva, when it's written, it's only in written to connection with bekatla hu diksiva. It's only written in connection with sentencing, in connection to the sentencing of the rebellious sage. But however interesting, it's very interesting, we're making a big mistake, Gemara is saying, v'katla, but his sentencing is be'eshim v'talsahu. It's with 23. So here's the Gemara's problem. If anything, it should be teaching us the opposites. So we got to look at 15 to explain what's going on over here. Let me just say it outside. There is an aspect of 71 with a Zakei Mamre, but you know what the aspect of the 71 is? The aspect is he's rebelling against the verdict of a Sanhedrin, which is with 71. That's the only part of 71 that's with a Zakei Mamre. He's going against the Sanhedrin, which is 71. The Gemara didn't, and the Gemara gave the initial answer, didn't follow through. Gemara's following through. Well, okay, good. It's against 71. But the death penalty, when he's judged, we don't take him to the Sanhedrin. You take him to a court of 23 because we treat him like any other regular individual capital crime. Zakein Mamre does not go to a court of 71. The Gemara mistakenly said that. So all your, so if you're comparing it, if anything, it's going to be the opposite. The Zakein Mamre is judged by a court of 23, not 71. You're right. He's arguing on a court of 71. That's his crime. The crime is with 71, but not the punishment. Look at the footnote 15. In other words, the Torah used the word willfully in the verse discussing a rebellious sage's execution, not the one describing the court against whom he rebelled. Gzeir Shava willfully and willfully thus compares the court that tries a false prophet to one that tries a rebellious sage. And the Torah never specifies a rebellious sage be tried by the great Sanhedrin. It states only that he must rebel against that court of the great Sanhedrin to incur the death penalty. Presumably then, he is judged by 23 just like someone who committed any other capital offense. Indeed, the Mishnah lists capital offenses that must be tried by great Sanhedrin, and guess what? But makes no mention of rebellious sage. We go through our Mishnah, it doesn't mention Zakein Mamre, does it? Doesn't say a rebellious sage. We said these three have to be 71. Didn't say Zakein Mamre. We just assumed Zakein Mamre was 71 because he was going against the Sanhedrin. But that's not so. Hence, if we compared a false prophet to a rebellious sage through this Gzeirah Shava, we conclude the false prophet must be tried by 23 and not 71. Let's look again over here. This is the false prophet. We want to say the false prophet is like the rebellious sage. Okay, it says, Achanavi Asher Yazid. Okay, I get that. He willfully spoke in my name. Okay, so we kill him. Okay, but what are we comparing to that? Let's go back to, what was that, 17? Where was that? 17 what? What was the 17? Yeah. Here, again. Oh, well, anyway, 12. Va'isha shayasa bezodon. Yeah, bezodon willfully. Viltishma doesn't want to listen, etc., etc. He doesn't want to listen. Oh, el ashofet. We kill him, but doesn't say in front of what court. So why should we assume it's a court of 71? It's a court like any individual gets killed with a court of 23. Because before, we got to go back. Before it's talking about, hey, if there arise a matter too hard for you in judgment, it means the regular courts aren't hard to, you don't understand. Right? Vekamta, look at the end of 18. You will get up and get to the place which the Lord your God shall choose. That's the center of God. Look, and shall look before. Look, where is the dispute you don't understand? It's where a matters are inside your gates. Where's that? And which court number?
23.
23 doesn't know what to do. When the 23 doesn't know, we don't say go to the gates. We say you go to the place that the Lord shall choose. That's your Yerushalayim. That's 71. Okay? So now, those clearly we're talking about you going to your Yerushalayim here. And they'll tell you what to do in 9. And you'll come to the Levites, etc. And you'll acquire, and they shall declare you the judgment. And you shall do like this. We're clearly talking about a Sanhedrin over here. So therefore, and you have to follow it. 11, you have to follow what they say. You can't deviate. So now 12 says, okay, what about a guy who what? Who yaseh bizadon. He willfully doesn't want to listen to the Sanhedrin. Okay, I understand we're talking about a guy who's going against the Sanhedrin 71, but it says we just kill him. There's no indication that you kill him in front of a court of 71. No, it says he didn't listen. That's all. It just says
all his verbiage about 71, and then all of a sudden we go to a case where.
But it's not saying that he is killed by that court of 71, and we don't have anywhere. We have nowhere in the Torah where it says you kill someone in front of 71. It says a lot of places you kill 23, you kill in the gates. So the stand we have nowhere else where an individual is killed is you judge him for 71. The crime is you went against the Sanhedrin. No other than anything else. What if the guy's Bechal Shabbos? What's the crime? You went against God. You have to be judged before God. No, it's a court of 23. A court of 23 always does capital cases. Of course, 71 does not do capital cases. Except, now the Mishnah is saying exceptions now. So it says, well, you know, if it was the head of a tribe, that's a really hard thing. Remember he said it's a hard thing, you have to take it to the court? Well, that's a hard thing. So then he's tried before them. Here it's not saying you tried, just that he went against them. There's no indication that they're the ones who are going to judge him, though. That's just the...
I understand. I'm just saying the way it's inserted in this...
Well, that's what the Gemara thought originally. The Gemara is saying, no, even though the topic is dealing with going against the court of 71, but, and that could be like this, you know, he doesn't have to be in front of the Besdin to argue, the Sanhedrin to argue with them. He could have, let's say there was a big, difficult question, a lot of rabbis fought over, it should be this, should be that, then it took the Sanhedrin, okay, the law in this case is 71, fine. Now news travels back to a smaller city, and they say, okay, the Besdin Yerushalayim Paskin X. That rabbi there says, you know, I don't agree with them, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And you're not even, he's not even going against them in Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. He's in his own little city over there. He's saying, hey, what are you doing? You can't do that. The great best said you can't. I don't care. Let him go fly a kite. I'm going to do what I want to do. You can't do that. So the violation is going against the court of 71. Now, that's not a biblical law. This is not talking about a biblical law now. It's a Shiloh. It's a new Shiloh that came up. What are we going to do over here? It could even be a minor thing, you know, a law of monetary issues, whatever. The rabbis have now declared this is the law. So you're really going against only a rabbinic law. At best, it's a rabbinic law, right? We're saying this flagrant disregard for what the rabbis are rendering in a unique situation warrants a death penalty. Finished. So it's no different than, and you're Mechal Shabbos, also warrants a death penalty. Who'd you go against when you're Mechal Shabbos? Against God. You didn't need a court of God. 23 will do. So it can't be better than a Sanhedrin. So that's the question the Gemara is asking. So how did we get 71? It should be 20. If anything, the Gzeirah Shavah should be the opposite. Just like by the Zaken Mamre, it's 23 who kills him. So that should be the same thing by a false prophet. So that's Gemara's question. So Gemara says, you know what? It's a different Gzeirah Shavah. Not this Gzeirah Shavah. El Amareish Lagishbarely says, we're going to make a different Gzeirah Shavah in the two places. We're going to Gomar, we're going to learn from the words Davor, Davor, Bahamraso in his rebellion. If you look carefully, there's the words Davor in English means matter, the matter. We're going to look in a minute. From the verse discussing the sage's rebellion, just as a sage must rebel against the great Sanhedrin to incur the death penalty, so must, now here's a little bit of a switchy, so must a false prophet be judged by that court. Let's look at this. The verse in in Dvarim Yud Ches Chaf mentions the word matter in connection with a false prophet. The word also fears a connection with the court who's ruling the rebellious sage rejects. Okay, let's take a look. Again. Here, there's another word over here. It's not bizadon, but we're going to take the word. I'm sorry. Let's go back. Let me get the exact spot here. 1820, 1710. Okay. A little bit before this, by the rebellious sage, it says, where is this? One second. Here it is. There's the dover. It says dover here. That's right in the beginning. Ki yipole mimcha dover. If there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment. So now that matter is taken where? 71. You meant 71. It's taken. The matter is taken to 71. It doesn't talk about the rebellious sage. When we talk about the rebellious sage, he's going against the matter. You understand? So when it talked about over here, when it says bizadon, we're only saying, well, what happens to the guy? We kill him. That's in a puzzle where we kill him. Yeah, we kill him at 23. In zadon, it tells me 23. But that's not the real comparison. It's not here. The comparison is in the word davar. Right there. Well, it's there. Right? The fourth word. Kibila mimcha davor. Now, if there's something, a matter is too hard for you, and that matter is directly talking to 71, so davor here is referring to 71. I don't want that. Davor here is talking about 71. Now, when we go to the next one, 1820, same thing. It says, afazir anavi asher yazid ledaber davar. If he speaks a bad thing, well, what do we're only talking about? What do? We kill him. So there the davar. He's not saying a davar. Where's the davar fitting? Where's 71 with the davar? It's got to be the way we kill him. That's the only thing we're talking about. In other words, by the when he had davar before, when a hard thing comes, well, what's the davar going to relate to? We take it to a center of 71. So there, davar is associated with 71. Here we're saying the Navi Asher Yazid, he could have just said Lidaber. You didn't even have to say the word Davar. You see how that word is totally extra? Take the word Davar out. Does the Pasuk make sense? Yeah. Yes. Asher Yazid Lidaber Bishmi. He willfully speaks in my name. So what's that word Davar? It's extra. So it's only going back to where we have similar to Davar before. Where is Davar before? When we had an issue, we didn't know the law. We didn't know the law. It's before the rebel. The law is taken to 71. You already see from the earliest. So now this, so we're comparing taking the law to the court of 71 to his judgment of death, which has to be in front of 71. That's the comparison. You follow? It's just that one, not the other one. We don't have the other Xavier Shava. Just Dovor.
If you use just Dovor, this would imply you need 71.
Yes, that's what we said. But we're not learning it. We're not learning it from the Zakein Mamre per se. We're learning from the prelude to the Zakein Mamre. Not the Zakein Mamre. The prelude part that sets up the law of Zakein Mamre. But it's not Zakein Mamre. It's really, we're learning it from taking difficult cases to the Sanhedrin. That's the Gzer Shava, not from Zakein Mamre. And that 71 is good. So that 71 happens to be bringing the case to them. Here it's just bringing a guy to be killed. Right? That's what we're doing. Because the Navi Sheker has nothing to do with the Sanhedrin. He's not going against the Sanhedrin. So what do we use the word Dover? Well, how we kill him. The real thing is we're going to kill such a Navi. So Dover says, just like Dover over there was with 71, here too is with 71. To which Moore asks one quick question and one quick answer. Wait a minute. If you're going to do that already, so now let's do like this, my friends. If now I know I need 71 for a false prophet, yeah? So now let's go make the second Zerushah. Let's go back and take Hazada and Hazada and say just like the false prophet is killed with 71, let's now learn the Zakei Mamre is killed with 71, which we didn't know. We thought it was 23. It was going to two Zerushahs. It says Dovar by taking things to a Sanhedrin. Then it says, Dover to kill the prophet. Oh, prophet has to be killed in front of 71. Fine. Now it also says, by the prophet, the word Hazid. And by the Zochem Mamre says, Hazid. So now I'll say, well, just let's reverse it now. Just like by the Kohen, just by the false prophet, he's killed in front of 71. So now let's say Zochem Mamre needs 71. That's the next question. Ulahadr, and let's go back and say Zochem Mamre, go back to the rebel. Veligmar Hazor Hazor, Minav Shaker. Learn him from the Navi Shaker, that just like he got killed with 71, he gets killed 71. One gives a simple answer. Remember, Gzeirah Shavas are only based on tradition. Gemara is going to say, sorry, we only have one tradition on this Gzeirah Shava. We only have Dovor Dovor and not Hazid Hazid. That's not part of our tradition. You're right, in theory that's fine, but remember, you only use a Gzeirah Shava if you have a tradition. So it says, Dover, Dover, Gomer. We have a tradition to make a Gzeirah Shavah of Dover, Dover, to learn that the Dover by, it's talking, you take it to the Sanhedrin 70, the Dover by the false prophet is, you come in front of 70, but Hazada, Hazada, Lo Gomer. We don't have a tradition of making Gzeirah Shavah with those two words. We just don't have that tradition. The Gemara initially thought that there was such a tradition, but they said there isn't. Look at 19. As mentioned earlier, only Gzeirah Shavah based on tradition is valid. In other words, we link two verses through a Gzeirah Shavah only if it was received by Moshe at Sinai as part of the oral law and then handed down from the teacher to student through an unbroken chain. We do not expound Gzeirah Shavah without any tradition. The reason for this is that without a tradition, we must suspect that the two words were written in the respective verses for some other purpose and not to link the verses through Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah thus differs from Kal Vachomer, which is a scholar may advance a Kal Vachomer on his own without any tradition, but he may link verses through Gzeirah Shavah only if he has a tradition that was taught at Sinai. So the Gemara initially thought the tradition was this way. The Gemara then says, no, that we have no tradition for it. At least we don't have a tradition for that.
So if you have anything, we're saying they're both judged in front of 71 now.
I'm sorry?
We're saying that they're both judged in front of the court of 71.
No. No, we're not. We don't have Gzeirah Shavah for that.
Who's in Dover? Dover is in 71.
Yeah, but okay, 71, in the initial case, when you have a case, you don't know what the law is, you go to the Sanhedrin, which is 71. But later, when the Zochem Mamre argues, he's arguing out of Sanhedrin, but he's not adjudicated in front of the Sanhedrin. We have no source for that. He went against the Sanhedrin, but he's not adjudicated by them. But on the other hand, the false prophet, it says Dovor over there. And that's, we have a tradition, we make a Gzeirah Shavah. Dover has to be like the other Dover. Just like we brought the case of what the law was to 71, so do we judge the false prophet in front of 71. That's the Gzeirah Shavah. Now we want to take a step further. Let's make up another Gzeirah Shavah, then now say 71 by the false prophet. Let's say 70 by the elder, but we don't have a tradition on those words. There's no tradition there.
23.
That's it. That's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says we use 71 for what? A Shevet, which either means the head of the Shevet, or if a whole Shevet does idol worship, or a false prophet. This is how I know 71. Does not say Zochem Mamre. We thought Zochem Mamre was 71 because we thought we had Gzeirah Shavah. No, we don't have anything there.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Kohen Gadol has 71. What's the source for that?